Oh my goodness, guys, we're back!
Hello.
On very, very short notice, can you believe it? You were muted, apologies, I'm so sorry.
What? Hi, I'm here,
hello.
Hi.
Let's
I'm also here.
Let's check the levels real quick. Sorry, editor, and everyone who's listening, I'm just checking right there. Okay, perfect. I think those are good levels right there.
Yeah.
Do you think that's good levels right there? I think those are pretty good levels.
Do I know any better?
Of course. I think you knew.
The song's still playing.
Is it? Oh my goodness, you're so right. All right. We're off to a great start.
Yeah.
Ladles and germs, welcome back after class with Dom and Dan.
I'll just be right back.
Yep. He's going to be right back, and I'm just going to have a little heart-to-heart with you guys. Today's been rough. Today's been really rough, you know? This is one of those days where you just want to go right back to sleep, and that's okay. You can have those days. That's fine. Like, understandably, there's times where you don't want to do the work. Right? There's times where life will just give you the best crap it's got, and you just gotta keep fighting. Am I right, Daniel? Am I right?
I missed that part, but yes.
All right! And with that, we're doing, Childhood Games Part 2. Childhood Games Part 2. The games that made me as a child. And instead of me just going off of nostalgia and basing those games off of nostalgia, this time... Sorry. So sorry. We're on off a terrible... Lights! That's what you said. I can never read lips. You were trying to do something
in
class, and I did not understand a lick of it, so just...
Okay, well, we'll set this up better next time.
Absolutely, but for now, we're good, we're solid. But yeah, no, he was trying to assign to me, like, if I played a game inside of, like, a specific class, and we're on the opposite side of the room, so all you can do is, like... hand wave and do, like, fake sign language to me.
I don't know ALS, American Sign... ASL.
We should both learn American Sign Language so that I can, like, talk to people, like, across rooms or, like, in rave parties. That'd be sick.
If you don't see what we're happening, we're just, like, dark wave dancing.
This is terrible for the show.
This is so awful. Like, half the bits we've done have been physical comedy, which is unfortunate. You said nostalgic games, part two. You did a part one.
I did a part one, yes. I did Balloon Star Defense 6, because that was like a big game of mine.
Oh,
childhood.
That's why Carissa mentioned it.
Yeah, it was like Balloon Star Defense 6. It was... I should have done Club Penguin, because that was also like a gigantic game back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Moshi Monsters, also big game. Webkinz, all those kind of web games, but also like the more like nostalgic games. Like I also talked about like Civilization 6, right? The whole Civilization series.
Nuclear Gandhi.
Exactly, yeah. There's actually really cool code behind all that.
It's really, I explain?
So basically, you know how there's like numbers that signify like specific things inside of code? So there's numbers that signify how like angry a civilization is, how aggressive they are, right? So back in the day, there's all you could have is between 0 and 255. Those are the only numbers you could put in. That's the only integers you could put into a game, right? Gandhi was set to 0, right?
Sure. Because he's pacifist.
He's a pacifist, exactly. He doesn't do any harm, so his aggression is 0. However, if there's things in the game that make his aggression less, unfortunately, the code goes back, and it goes back to the top. I hope the microphone picked that up. It goes back to 255. It goes back to the top of 255. So it becomes the most pacifist civilization to the most aggressive, immediately goes for nuclear war person in the entire game.
Yeah.
It's been a running bit through the entire...
Is it a glitch?
It's a glitch, exactly.
Oh, so basically in Civilization, Gandhi could send nuclear missiles to you.
He could. He definitely could. Any civilization could, but he was known for that.
It's just funny to think that, like, in a video game, like, the most...
Yeah.
Like, it's just funny. Also, sorry, my friends are texting in. Hi, y'all.
Hey, guys. Hey, Dan.
Hi, y'all.
Day boys, friends. How you guys doing?
Hi.
We made homemade cookies.
We made homemade cookies. We made pastries.
We got pastries.
Nick, Kate, Isaac, Ben, Lesky, if you're there. Fiona, Andrew. Hi, y'all. Friendos.
Hey, y'all. I actually forgot to put the Instagram story, so I need you to hold down the fort for...
Oh, of course. You do your thing. Okay, so nostalgic games. I'm not very good at... I'm pretty new to this show as a whole, but I can add my input. Yeah. Games that I played in my childhood were Lego Star Wars. That's a big one.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? Complete Saga. Yo, I used to suck at the levels, but my cousin Gaden would come over and just like, he's like, I played this on my DS before. Let me just do it for you. And he finished the game just sitting there.
Oh, but no, actually, it was Lego. It was like that Skylanders ripoff of Lego, whatever that game was.
Oh, Dimensions.
Dimensions. Exactly.
I'm talking about just the standalone Star Wars game.
Star Wars game. I only watched like footage of that. I didn't actually.
Yeah,
play
it's.
That game.
I have the game. You know what? If I, next year.
Next year.
I'm planning on bringing my Wii up to my apartment.
Ooh.
We'll play it. Awesome. Anyway, other games that I played. Just Dance. I had cousins who came over a lot. Skylanders, you know, I got a bunch of them.
Bowling.
Wii Bowling. Wii Arcade. What was crazy is like back in the day when I used to play Wii and I lost my copy of Wii Sports because my parents were like, oh, this is a disc. We'll just put it in a case. And we lost like half our games. Of course, I did a bit of like maintenance in my house and I found majority of them. We're still missing Lego Star Wars. Like Lego Star Wars, like the Clone Wars game, and it's tragic because apparently
that's
it's really
so
good. But there's one like I wanted to play Wii Sports, but we didn't have it, so I was like, let me play Wii Arcade, or it's like Wii like it's like, I don't even know if it's called Arcade, but it's like a Wii Sports thing, but it's like little games.
Yeah,
it's like
I had a game
throwing darts.
Yeah, there was like a tank game.
Yeah, like balloon popping, like
yeah.
Spot the difference,
like
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I had the Wii Play. So it's
Wii Play.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you right now. Oh, there's another one as well where it's like Wii Arcade or like. I'm saying Wii Arcade, but it's like a bunch of like little games that set up. I don't know if we're thinking about the same thing.
I'm pretty sure we're talking about the same
thing.
There's
like a zombie game.
I'm pretty sure I remember that one, yeah.
Anyway, I didn't have that one. It was like the Wii U version of that. I just had the Wii. And I remember sitting there in front of my TV, like spry 8-year-old me, like still fresh to the world, playing this game and just crying because I kept losing to a computer. I was just like, what the hell is this?
The game's beating me.
The game's beating me.
I had that exact moment with Plants vs. Zombies 2 on my iPad. And I remember I was an iPad kid, right? So I had the iPad out and I was just tapping away at the zombies and I couldn't beat the first Zomboss level. And I was like, this game is stupid!
Throw your phone.
And then, I dropped the laptop. I mean, the iPad. But it's like, we were trying to go out somewhere on vacation and then my dad was literally like, you're not playing that game anymore!
Those kids, they're not playing. No one knows what a book is. They're all like,
my dad's not like that. He loves video games, but like,
yeah.
That specific moment, I was being a brat, so I was like, obviously deserved.
I mean, speaking of fathers and video games, my dad used to be a big PS2 player.
Really?
And there are two stories that he distinctly still tells us, me and my brother, that he. I broke his first PS2, and then my brother broke his second PS2. And then he has a third PS2. But the first one, I broke because I chewed on the wires.
What?
The
like
second,
a rabbit?
Apparently. I guess at that age, I had teeth enough to break it, to chew on the wires. The second PS2 was broken because my brother yanked on it.
That's so
And it
funny.
Fell off the thing and broke. Which is weird because how high would it have to been like positioned for it to break? That's my question.
That's a good question.
Or like, how hard would have a...
You know what? I think that's on your dad. I don't think that was on your brother at all.
Definitely. Like, how hard would an infant have had to pull on a game console the width of a, like, Mac, like a MacBook Air to break it?
That's insane.
Right?
No.
But like that brings up another sort of games like Ratchet and Clank.
I used to play, but I never had a PS2. So
I used to remember watching my dad play it, and he'd be like, game.
That's the reason why I'm like a Let's Play. That's why I watch Let's Plays like ritually.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad used to play like DDoS games, like these old like World of Warcraft and Master of Orion.
Sure.
And all those kind of games. And I just sat and watched. Because I couldn't play them myself because they're like too violent. So I just watched my dad like order around these like pixelated like big like skull dragons and then just like move them into like army territory.
Unlike the like too violent thing, it was really funny. Like I used to be a very rambunctious kid, and my parents would have a rule: every Friday I either play Wii or I watch like Clone Wars on Teletoon. And then at some point I'd be like too like rowdy, and they'd be like, "This is from the Star Wars. He can't be watching the Star Wars. It's making him violent." And at the end of the like thinking back, I was like, "This is like age 6 to 10."
Yeah. No.
Kid's gonna be a kid. I didn't get it from Star Wars because at the end of the day, I didn't have a gun.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like they attribute it to like the last thing that you've done.
Yeah, it's like the Teletoon is that
the Teletoon is
it's teaching the children's minds.
And the YTV. This is the YTV. No, he's being rude because of the YTV.
No, literally, my parents did not let me watch SpongeBob because they thought they would make me dumber. They thought like it would like ruin my brain.
Parents, y'all.
It might be true. Because like, instead of watching like SpongeBob, I did math homework or something like that.
I mean, hey, they probably watched Gilligan's Island and got motivated to crash a boat on an island and like live off of coconuts exclusively. It's such a weird thing, like thinking back there, like I would like get in an argument with someone and like the YTV is doing this and I'm just pissed.
No, I'm just...
Like a pissed child is angry because of YTV.
Yeah, no, it makes complete sense. I love childhood memories. Anyway, let's talk about childhood video games. How about that? How about this, right? There's three games that are some of the oldest games that I have in my Steam library. I downloaded them when it was like 2016, so that was about 10 years ago. And we're going to go through three of the ones I play still, mostly. Mm-hmm. Mostly. We're going to get to that. First on the list, Stardew Valley. Have you ever heard of it?
I actually play Stardew Valley.
Hey, first game that you actually play. Well done.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I have it on my Switch. I don't do much of like the farming of it. Like my
it's like a completely like diverse game. Like, you don't have to do the farming.
My property is still a mess.
Yeah.
Like I think my cat's starving. I didn't get with anyone yet. But what I do a lot is, you know, I go into the mines and I fight stuff.
That's the fun part.
That's the fun part. But the annoying part is you go and you fight stuff and then, like, I try my best not to get hurt. But, like, you gotta go home at some point.
Exactly. You have to. You lose stamina or you wait until, like, 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. and you fall asleep.
But what's crazy is I don't fall asleep in the caverns. I fall asleep literally walking back.
That's another thing, too, yeah.
It's so annoying because I'm like, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm slower. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. And I'm dead.
And you're dead. For the uninitiated, Stardew Valley is an immersive farming simulator where you inherit your grandfather's farm. And you can do basically anything with this farm. You can decorate it. You can put down little furnitures. There's a village that you can go meet and, like, the townsfolk you can talk to. Save them from the corporation. Or join the corporation. You can also do that.
Who would feed into capitalism?
Only to get the achievement. Those damn achievement hunters, I swear to goodness.
I will say, for the, like... There's one of my friends are listening. They're like, this is a recurring bit. And like capitalism.
Capitalism?
So if you know who you are, capitalism.
Hey, guys, capitalism. Am I right?
Capitalism. Am I right? And then you can be friends with a sewer monster or like.
Oh, I love Krobus,
or like meet babies.
Babies.
Look, like I did. I started the mission where like in the mansion, like those little sharks are like revealing stuff, and you got to bring materials to get a box.
I don't remember that actually.
Me neither. That's why I'm like describing it in vague terms. But like, I always remember going to the cafe and then being like, "Sorry, we're closed." And then I go back when they're open, and they're like, "Sorry, we can't serve you." And I'm like, "Why?" Because you don't have enough money. And then I go back with enough money, and it's open, and I'm like, "Sorry, we can't serve you." Why? I don't know.
Yeah. No. At this point, I think I've broken the game. Like, there's a specific type of fruit. Sorry, spoilers ahead. There's a specific type of fruit that you can get by digging at the ground, like specific like worm tiles, right?
Yes.
And there's like a specific seed, an ancient seed, right? You put it in, and then you get like a specific fruit.
Yeah.
And you sell that fruit as like 1,000 G, right? Thing is, though, is there's a seed duplicator where you throw the fruit in, and you get more seeds out. So I've just been.
See, I didn't know that.
I've just been duplicating that for the rest of time.
Oh, also, one thing. This is a bit of like a less brainy outlook on the thing. The redhead woman, married to the astronomer.
Oh, Robin, the carpenter in Stardew Valley.
No, because I heard in Stardew Valley you can marry someone, and I'm like, oh, if I can like, I want to do that. I want to marry Robin.
Then I
walked into her house, saw there's like a bedroom for her.
Damn, she's married.
And I like, saw a bedroom for the child, and then her and her husband. I'm like, oh man.
There is a mod where you can marry every person in the game. So you could have done that.
That's kind of problematic.
It is definitely problematic, especially for the other characters in the game. But...
Oh.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of...
Maybe steer clear of that mod. No,
maybe steer clear of that mod. I'm pretty sure there's more...
Is it that worth it?
Maybe not. Maybe just go for the five bachelors in the game. There's five separate bachelors where you can, like, you know, you can court and then marry.
Like the weeb.
The weeb, there's the...
the goth one.
The goth one, there's the shy one that teaches the kids and then reads the book to them.
That's very sweet.
It's very sweet. This entire game is extremely wholesome. And there's a very, like, chill atmosphere.
And there's, like, the one guy where, like, you gift him the dark crystal. And he's like, I like you now. I'm living with you.
Yeah. Little sea creature. I mean, there is like magic in this world as well. It's not just like a simple like. It's not your Harvest Moon if you've ever played that game, which I haven't. Where you just like
I haven't played Harvest Moon.
I haven't played Harvest Moon either, but it's basically your Stardew Valley basically cornered the market for start of like farming simulations. It's so funny.
I wouldn't say that.
No. What?
Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing did it first.
Is technically a farming simulator, but it's also a lot. It's more of a like community management game.
Yeah, it's like slice of life.
Yeah, it's a slice of life. Exactly.
But the big part of it is like you like. Yeah, see, we're watching like on the video on Steam. That was the weeb.
That's the weeb, exactly. This character.
You give him rocks and he likes you.
Sebastian, I think his name is.
Like a penguin.
He's just waddling around. He has the same color scheme as a penguin.
What if he is a penguin? Like imagine there was like at some point like you play long enough and he's like I have a secret and then he rips off his face. Sorry. And he's like. What if he was a penguin? He likes like you. His ideal gift is a rock.
Yeah, I mean, all the ideal gifts for some of the women are also rocks.
No, but it's not even, like, gems. You can give him, like, a cool-looking rock and he likes you. Not even, like a diamond ring.
Yeah, no, that's... Honestly, if a person gave me a rock, I feel like I'd have, like, allegiance to them. I feel like I'd, like, owe them something in return.
Are you a penguin? Ah. Shit. Ah.
Not, not! New mod idea, Stardew Valley, but they're penguins?
But everyone is a penguin.
Everyone is.
Are there even penguins in Animal Crossing?
I don't think. I mean, you mean Stardew Valley? No, I don't think so.
No, there are penguins. Okay, my bad. Are there even penguins in Stardew Valley?
No, I don't think so, unfortunately. That's you could definitely tragic. Mod it in, though.
Could you mod. Hey, could.
But they have dinosaur eggs. I think they could put penguins in.
They have dinosaurs before they have penguins. That
That's
is crazy.
Insane. You can literally hatch a dinosaur. I won't tell you how, though. You have to figure it out yourself. You get Stardew Valley, it's a fantastic game.
Yeah, it's like 20 times.
It's $17, not even.
Oh, so it's. I bought it for more expensive. Thanks, Nintendo.
Bastards. They love marking their products up. And listen, you too can get it on Steam. Not any other. And don't get it on Nintendo. Don't get it on PlayStation Store. Get it on Steam. Thank you. Anyway, Stardew Valley. It's a fantastic game. I will say, though, you can play it any way you like. It's not just a farming simulator. That's the thing that as I said, right? They have cornered the market. It's so funny to me that, like, they've made a new, like, what was it? Harvest Moon game. They made a new Harvest Moon game, and no one played it!
Sorry, can you show me Harvest Moon? Like,
Harvest Moon,
I've heard of it, but I can't picture it in my head.
It's like, Stardew Valley, but made, like, 10 years ago, right? It's basically, like, the old...
Oh, it's like anime farming.
Exactly. Harvest Moon, it was a game for the Super Nintendo, right?
Oh, okay,
old
got it.
The game used to be released back in, like, probably 1990 or something like that, right? And then they made a new Harvest Moon game, and no one bought it. And it was mixed reviews.
I mean, yeah.
And it's beautiful, because this Stardew Valley was made by one person.
Really?
One person made this. Obviously, there's like a few like
shite
cleanups like with the sprites and all that stuff. But he made the music. He made the coding. He made the art. He made everything in this game. He's my dream idol. I'm an aspiring game developer, and this guy gives me hope.
I believe in you. You can make this Stardew Valley. Sorry, I just realized in the song we were listening to before the thing started, there's French in it. Cette petite île étrange a fait de moi un arbre. Scroll up. A fait de moi un arbre. Nous croyons tous les deux que nous pouvons l'utiliser pour changer le land de cette guerre.
Now, what does that mean? There's Spanish, too.
Oh, this island has made me a weapon. I believe that we both believe that we can use this island to change the outcome of the war.
Oh, okay.
Lore, guys.
21 Pilots lore.
21 Pilots lore.
Look at the Wikipedia. Casual, 21 Pilots.
There's so much.
There's so much lore.
Putting you onto music while educating you about video games.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, though. You cannot compare to their lore.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard has lore?
Oh, you do not know.
There's so many albums. I tried to get into it. There's so much.
All I'm going to say, Cyborg Who Vomits ends the world. That's the whole
what?
World. Yeah, no.
See, sorry to sidetrack, but personally, I like bands with a condensed discography.
Because
they give everything they got in a short amount of time, and they don't keep going to tarnish their reputation. For example, System of a Down. They have five albums.
And then they left.
and then they just stopped releasing music. But they have five, in my opinion, flawless albums.
Perfect albums, exactly.
And they didn't need to do anything else. People want them back, but at the end of the day, people need to realize that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and then who's the... I forget their name, but they're it's like a whatever band, The Uprising, I think it's called, or something. Hold on. I need to look this up now. The Offspring, right?
The Offspring.
Yeah, no, their first two, like the two albums I have listened to, are flawless, right? And then I listened to the most recent one, and it's terrible.
I'm gonna be honest, the Offspring don't make good. I don't like. Because it's a lot of novelty music.
Oh, for sure.
It's like Green Day, but worse.
I think there are really good... The two like, albums I've listened to are really good. Like, but then when I listen to any other albums, that's the thing, right? They're terrible.
All the ladies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Like, how... Out of touch you gotta be to write that?
Yeah. No, I think some of their... They're definitely more hit, miss than hit. But I'm saying, like... That's the example of how they did it poorly. That's like the antithesis.
Yeah, it's just bad. Like, because if you look at the other songs, like The Kids Aren't All Right, I still listen to that, and I'm like, it's just like screaming it in my apartment.
Yeah.
I don't even know the words. It's like, da-da-da, nothing's free, falling for used to be. But it's like...
Timeless. It's timeless.
Timeless. And then you got like, what is it? She sleep with my friends.
Is this the same artist?
Is it what?
Is this the same artist?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's Stardew Valley. I used to play this game a lot. I remember that I used to have like a terrible like PC back then. I had a Windows XP, right? Uh-huh. And had it for like 10 years until I eventually upgraded to a Windows 7. And I couldn't run Stardew Valley at all. So
you couldn't? Oh, because
exactly.
Was it like not powerful enough?
Yeah, it was just not like I did not have a graphics card. So it just like it did not run at
all. Okay.
So I eventually got like there's a old PC that my dad souped up a bit and put it in the basement. So he hooked it up to like the big like TV and I just had like a keyboard and I had like was playing on it. Like at the big, that was like one of the best gaming experiences I used to have. Like I used to go to the basement.
Wait, hooking up a.
I used to hook. Yeah, he just hooked up like the HDMI cord to the big like plasma screen TV.
That's really cool.
And it was like I was absorbed in the game of Stardew Valley.
My face is in the microphone.
Your voice is in the microphone, and I respect that.
Thank you, Dom.
No problem. Next game. We received the feedback.
Wait. Ben Lesky, play Stardew Valley.
And lefty, play Stardew Valley.
Next game. Now, we've been getting some bad and mean criticisms that we're a bit like too like we. They say that we yap a lot. Now, what do you think about that? They say that we like yap a lot. Now, what would you say about that?
Hi, Carissa.
Now, we're gonna tune it down for this one. Totally accurate battle
for
simulator.
For sure, for sure.
It's a rambunctious, wild, silly, goofy, crazy, fun time where you are basically, how do you describe it?
I distinctly remember watching Markiplier play this game.
Oh yeah, I used to watch Matthias play this game.
I don't know who that is.
It was a very old YouTuber.
If I could describe Tabs, you know what? Let me just like remove my face from the microphone for a bit, so like y'all don't go deaf for a bit.
Yeah.
The way I would say Tabs is basically you have a select amount of money and you can like buy troops on either side or on your own side and you can set them up in a way and you gotta have them fight against the enemy.
The Steam describes it as a physics war game and I couldn't be like that couldn't be the best description of it.
They like crank up the physics engine to like absurd levels. Like literally people walk with their feet first and their heads like flying behind them.
There's a little like, flailing. They're all inflatable tube men. It's so much fun.
Like if all your joints were dislocated from the knees up, that's Tabs.
Yeah, no, it's great. And then they make funny little noises too. Have you heard that?
Like,
or whatever.
Oh, that.
All right.
All right. Like one thing I guess it's just funny when. Like I played it a bit here and I didn't go for like the dopier ones. I went for like the. Deathbringer,
or
Reaper, or Zeus, or Jarl. But I distinctly remember like watching some YouTubers, and they would put boxes against each other, and the physics engine is so like skeeved. They throw a punch. There's no resistance. His head just flies backwards.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Like, understandably, for like an unrealistic video game, it's still. It's just stupid fun.
I know. And they have Google AIs on their face, and I just can't get, I can't resist them. It's uh-huh. so funny. But yeah, no, I think Tabs is, like, perfect game if I just want to have a game where I just, like, I just want to shake it around, you know?
Yeah, you
it's like, it's a little toy box. I can pick a little toys out, and I can put them down. It's like having, like, little, like, imagining, like, you know, as you a kid, you used to have, like, imagination.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, Legos.
Legos, exactly. And you used to make little houses Yo, with the
Legos.
The
Lego Wars I used to have?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. There's, like, the collectible, you know, like, Squinkies?
No.
I used to have, like, there's, like, these little rubber, like, characters I used to have, and they used to have, like, little, toys that came along with them. You could have, like, a bus they ride around in, and then you just have a little imagination. You remember you used to have an imagination? Remember those days?
I still have one. I just directed towards music instead.
Yeah, no, I directed towards, like,
video games.
Video games, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I like Tabs. I've never actually played it, but I played it here.
Yeah.
And then I used to watch people, and I feel like it's, like, if I were to actually get it, I feel like it's a game that I would, like, look at, point, and go, like, if I could put it into sound.
Oh yeah, I feel like it's actually a very, like, condensed game, because you don't, the tutorial just tells you how to move around the camera, and that's it. Everything else you have to figure out. So you don't know what the mammoth's move set is, or do you not know what the potion seller's move set is?
Doesn't he throw stuff?
He throws potions, and they deal poison damage to the enemy. But the thing is that they also it's a physics engine, right? And also there's friendly fire, which means that you could...
Oh, they can kill each other.
They could kill each other, literally. Like, I used to have, like, a little setup where, like, oh, these potion sellers are really overpowered. So I'm just going to have them, like, in the battlefield behind all my, like, shields so that the shields take the damage and I can just keep tossing potions above. No, it poisons the shields as well. So they all go down and then my potion seller is exposed. It's like,
okay, let me try that again.
Definitely.
Best, from the 50 minutes you played, what was the best... troop.
In my opinion, the best troop that I like is on the good team, the time dude, where he would literally, like, just shoot you for a bit, then start flying, grow butterfly wings, and then just...
I think how that works. Yeah, I think how it works is that you just have, like, it's a chronomancer. It's basically, it, like, stops enemies from moving. It basically stops time for them. And then once they get to a certain, like, hit point threshold, when they get low on hit points, they turn into an angel, and then they start just shooting, like...
Oh, it's
arcane
based on
bolts
HP.
Of radiance.
Got it.
Yeah. Or it just could be like a time-based thing where, like, after a certain amount of time, they just sprout wings and start going ham. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, can I just realized something. Like, I'm watching the video on Steam, and there's, like, the Viking, like, the boats, the warships.
Yeah.
People are carrying these, like, Viking warships, and I realized Vikings used to do that.
Oh, yeah. No, they were metal. There's a reason why there's, like, 20 metal bands about Vikings. It's sick. Dude, imagine just me and the boys carrying a big ass
me
boat.
And the boys carrying a boat.
What are we off to today, gentlemen?
That way. Oh, no.
That way.
No, I can't do it. That way.
That way, me gentlemen, me boys, me ladies.
Now, this game's also cool because it's so customizable. There is a Steam Workshop where you can basically, like, look at all the different maps, characters, and, like, campaigns that other people made. Mm. So you can make campaigns in this as well. You play, like, the actual...
You can,
like,
make campaigns.
So you can actually make, like, specific preset, like, challenges where the other people have to face, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can also make maps for those campaigns.
Okay.
So you can basically make your... Literally, you can make your own, like, setting. I downloaded a New York City map. So just, like, it's like put the mammoth inside of New York City and they just start going ham.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. You can also make your own characters. You can make your own troops.
Really?
So you can add, like, there's, like, a catalog of all the different abilities that all the other troops have.
Uh-huh.
So you can mix and match them.
Wait.
You can put guns. You can put,
I'm,
like,
I'm curious.
Bolts.
Can you give a troop everything?
It caps out, I think, at 5 abilities.
Can I try that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can do that right now. Hold on.
I'd love to do that right now.
Let's see what you make.
So before we keep going, Ben Lesky, play Totally Tabs. Accurate Battle Simulator.
Totally Accurate Battle Simulator. Now, Ben Levski, I know that you play these games, and I know you love every single one of them, and I know you turn out your wallet. You turn out your wallet for these games. I know you do, Ben Levski, and if you didn't, I'd be so disappointed in you. Okay.
His last name is Lesky. No V.
Levski, yeah. Lesky.
Lesky. Lesky.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm Polish, by the way. All right, so let me Let me crack this open again.
Oh, dude, your library is full.
Oh, yeah, it's chock full.
Yeah, Ben Lesky, play Totally Accurate Battle Simulator. Len Besky.
I love the intro. It goes...
Okay, what about workshop?
So, go to custom content. No.
Custom content?
Wait, no, I should go now.
Nope.
Go back. And then back. Go to... I think... I'm pretty sure it's... Oh, yeah, it is custom content.
I was right.
Yeah, go to here. And then make new unit.
Skelly Man Gunner Guy.
Yeah, it's literally preset the money as 420. I was like, okay, I can't make any more new faces.
So I'm going to change this to...
So yeah, he's making his character right now.
I'm making my character right now.
It's a basic template, so you can basically add whatever you want to it. You can add its own voice, you can add its whatever else.
Wait,
basically, also, they have their own AI, right? So they have, based on, either they're melee or they're ranged, either they stay back in combat or they go forward. Even the goofiness of the game... is a sheen around it's actually very, like, intuitive game design. It's very cool.
Yeah, this is actually, like...
It's very comprehensive.
Wait, why can't I get, like, the time dude?
So you can scroll down. Or maybe it's an ability. You have to go to, like, abilities, maybe.
Okay.
So there's
we need to stream this.
Yeah, we definitely need to stream this. This is, like, half without its actual visual element.
Yeah. Hey, maybe, guys, maybe Radio Laurie, maybe get, like, a Twitch account? That'd be pretty cool. That's just a suggestion from me. Like, imagine, like, you just make a Twitch account, and then we can get partnered, and we can, like, get more...
Oh, Jarl Axe!
Yeah, you got the Jarl Axe.
Jarl Axe! Not Scheisse.
Scheisse.
So, like, special
abilities, I think, search Chrono, maybe.
Chrono... Oh, his keyboard...
Chrono Dial, there you go. And then also Chrono Transformation, there's out who. And you could just wallop him with abilities and cool stuff.
Then assassin poof. We're gonna try this now, and none of you get to see it.
We should definitely stream it one of these days.
Definitely.
I feel like Twitch. I don't know. What do you think of Twitch? Like, I feel like it's definitely growing, but I feel like there's still a lot of problems with it.
I will say, part of me thinks
he's
that
making
like
him way big. He's making him like three times.
Me thinks that maybe it isn't the best idea to go to Twitch, but like something else. Damage. Yeah. Let's just like
let's
add...
go to Kick instead.
No. No rumble, no kick. That's how we get swatted. Are you kidding me?
Oh, for sure. No, but yeah. But think about the money, though. Have you seen, like, XQC, I think, got, like, $100 million.
Yeah, because they sponsor him.
That's insane.
No, I don't want to end up like Fousey. You kidding me?
That's insane. Yeah, no.
Test, save.
Perfect. So you just made them the beefiest boy in the world, basically.
$1.
$1.
Save unit?
I think you can actually test them, too, if you test the unit down there.
Okay, so how do I save?
It's already saved, so yeah, you're good. Oh, you have to put an icon first, actually. Yeah, so just those legs.
The legs. Test unit. Okay.
So yeah, Meg moved around the camera.
Oh, keep going. Okay, so how do I put him against someone?
So I think the enemy's already coming, but it's off screen, so he's just, like, freezing him in time.
because it's long.
Yeah, no, also, yeah. It's long and also, yeah.
Nope,
yeah,
there's important. Just no enemy.
I think they're...
Already dead.
Already dead, exactly. So I just go back real quick. Oh, and press tab. I get it?
Test unit.
Press F. No, I guess not.
Totally Accurate Battle Simulator is a game where you can make funny characters...
And they make noises.
Flail around. Actually, I do want to test this out, so let's see.
Because yeah, because he's just a big guy.
What do you name Ben Lesky.
I'm going to name him... What if, you know what, where do I name him?
This is your child now. You own this character.
Okay, so I'm going to name him...
Ben Lesky. Lesky.
Lesky.
Lesky. Sorry, I'm so used to having like a...
A V, yeah, it's okay.
Oh, I see. It doesn't want you to save the unit because it's price at 1.
So I'm going to price it at 2.
It has to be over the auto.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ben Lesky.
Ben Lesky is a giant with
Ben Lesky's a giant with Reaver wings, two axes.
This is like a terrible D&D character.
Very much. You know what? Next
he's
game.
He's an ASMR bloodhunt. I'm sorry.
That's me.
What? No, I didn't.
You're mean, dude.
He's an ASMR fighter who has angel wings
and Reaper wings and two axes, and he's giant and he can stop people
and
inside.
He has a ring of time travel. So
ring
he
of time travel,
and
he can
save everyone.
And he can get wings and he can fly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, Ben Lesky, play tabs.
Play tabs, Ben Lesky.
Nick, Kate, and Isaac, if you're still listening, play tabs.
So let's go simulation. Let's go just regular simulation, because that's probably for the best. And then we can put down your character.
Oh, right, see, is it secret?
I think, hold on, it's, how do I, oh, I have to add it to a, right. I don't want to do that right now. I have to add it to a faction, and then I'd have to, yeah, no, that's,
how do you add it to a faction?
So I think the only way you can add characters to this game is by, it's a very complicated game. Again, like I said, the sheen that it puts on is of, like, it's a very, like, goofy sheen. Like, the physics engine's wacky and wild. And they made a bunch of other games with this physics engine. Then there's another one.
What other games are there?
It's a PUBG's Battlegrounds ripoff clone.
Oh, jeez.
But it's so funny, because it's a complete parody of it. It's so cool.
Ha ha ha.
All right, I think I'm going to do that later. But for now.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Ben Lesky.
Ben Lesky.
Play.
Tabs.
Tabs.
All right. That one I played in 2017. Oh, no, I watched it in 2017. I used to watch Matthias and a bunch of other YouTubers play tabs. It was so not like this before. It was literally like you put like pixels on a screen, and then when you press play, that's when the actual simulation happens.
Oh, then
they'd
spawn.
Exactly. It was terrible, but they remodeled the game so well.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
2024, it looks fantastic, and I think they're adding more factions by the minute. So
that's really cool.
Next game. This is the oldest game I have in my Steam library.
This is the one game out of the list that I have not heard of or played.
This is Draw a Stickman Epic 2. Draw
is
a
it
Stickman
a, wait, is
Epic
it a Flash
2.
Game?
I think it used to be a Flash game. Absolutely, yeah. It definitely has that vibe of, like, something you used to play in, like, the computer lab, like, while the teacher's not looking, like, you used to go in cool math games and you play, like, Run and those kind of games. But, like, this is like when they had, like, a bit of funding and they actually make a good game. So let me show you a bit of a sample here.
You know what's funny is I heard about cool math games and I actually thought it was games about math. And
it
I was
is.
Like, I'm not touching that.
It is, but it's, like, on a sheen of, you know. It's a disguise. It's like a ruse, as you were, you know? Anyway, Draw a Stickman Epic 2 is a game where you can draw whatever you want. And I used to love this game as a kid because it was like the dream fantasy to me. I was like, I make a cool character and I draw him and I play.
Oh, this is like your precursor to the D&D thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think I watched Dan TDM play this, but it was so long ago.
Oh,
I just
yeah,
forgot.
Dude! Dan TDM and also a bunch of other YouTubers do. I think Matthias also played this game.
Matthias.
My, whatever his name
my
is.
Mytathis.
It's so sad to me nowadays. I used to, you know, Sunday.
Sunday? Oh, yes. Isn't he a pedophile?
Yeah, he's terrible now. He completely got washed. He's now in crypto and like all these
buddy.
Other things.
And is he also not a pedophile?
Probably.
Am I thinking of someone else?
We allegedly we can't say that, but like still it's like most of those people like Skydos Minecraft, for example.
Yeah.
Those people they have a perfect, like, child-friendly sheen, but in the back rooms, in the back corners, they're abusing their wives and all those other,
like Boy
just,
in a Band.
Yeah, no, yeah, they're just
popular MMOs, no?
Popular MMOs, I think, got, like, framed for it. I think it was just, like, a thing that was brought out of proportion. I think he was, like, actually working on himself now.
Okay.
But, like, still, it messes with your mind, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's not, like This profession is probably has the most schizos in it, in my opinion.
It's because it gets to their head, they get stressed out, and they get burnt down, and it messes with their
yeah, psyche. No. I think the only person that I can think of that actually came out of, two people like that came out of this actually like unscathed.
Markiplier and Jacksepticeye.
Actually three then. Markiplier, Jacksepticeye, and PewDiePie. That's like the holy trinity.
PewDiePie is like kind of out of it now though because he's retired, he has a kid.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's like the perfect ending.
Yeah.
It's like, what else could you have wanted, you know? Like, it's like,
mm-hmm.
He has a kid, he's married to his wife, he's living in Japan now.
That's
you know?
Crazy. And he's got, and he's only gotten robbed like three times.
He's only gotten robbed three times. Yeah, and he's definitely having a better life now. No, my guilty pleasure is definitely just watching his, like, I binged his entire vlog series.
Who?
PewDiePie's. His most recent vlog series.
I've never watched PewDiePie.
No, yeah, I don't really watch him either.
Like, it's weird because, like, people say, he's so famous, he got so many subscribers, but what did he do? Like, he's never on my recommended.
He wrote two books.
The fan of your computer just turned up because that's crazy. Tabs made his computer go nuclear.
No, I just turned it off. It was using too much.
Okay.
It was gonna burn its entire place down, allegedly. Anyway, draw a Stickman Epic 2. This is like this is the best childhood game. If I have children in my life, then I'll definitely give them this game as a gift. I'll say, child. Have I told you about my childhood theory?
No.
I will let them do whatever they want. Like once. And a specific thing, right? Here's the thing. Right?
Sure.
I will let them do whatever they want. Read any book. Watch any movie. Play any video game. Right? I don't care. All they have to do is to read 100 books first. That's my plan. That's my idea.
This one's a dinosaur. This one's a cat. This one's a dog. Like,
no,
not
that
like,
counts.
Like.
That counts. Like, I feel like the only thing is that, like, children just need to expand their attention spans, right?
Yeah.
And then after that point, I feel like they're set.
Sure.
I think people kind of exaggerate it, too. I feel like children's attention spans aren't really that bad. Because they were like that for who knows
how long. No, skibbity toilet. Counter-argument, skibbity toilet.
Counter-argument. Counter-argument. MLG videos. I used to watch so many of those.
But that's not like lack of attention span. That's just people like... That's like the brain rotting humor back then. Right now you got like spry 2 year olds screaming like, "I want my skibbity toilet." Like,
well, yeah, no, I used to be the same way with MLG, dude.
No, see, I wasn't. I never had like an iPad or anything.
No, that's yeah. I guess because I was an iPad kid. Yeah, that makes sense.
I wasn't.
Because like,
good for you.
Okay, draw Stickman
Epic
2.
Draw Stickman Epic 2. I feel like. Draw a Stickman Epic 2. Basically, it's a open world. It's not an open world game, but it's basically like a semi-puzzle adventure game where you have a bunch of different powers that have a specific mechanic, and it's all based on, like, drawing, right? So you have a life pencil. This is never not funny, dude. You have a drawing pencil that allows you to draw ice. You have a pencil that allows you to draw, like, life back into the world. Because the main, like... lore of Draw Stickman Epic 2, if I can call it that, is that corruption has basically taken over the land, and the ink has destroyed the lands, and you have to restore the pages and reunite the people.
Oh yeah, Dan TDM played this.
Yeah, he used to play this. Yeah, dude.
And he put his dogs in the game. Well, now one of them's dead. Womp
yeah.
Womp.
Womp womp. Yeah, no. It's
rip that one. Rip that one dog he had. Like.
This is such a bummer, dude.
Warmth, warmth.
Warmth, warmth.
We're being insensitive. We're so sorry for that dog. Wherever you are in paradise, I hope you're frolicking in the fields right now.
It's so sad pugs can't breathe.
That's a thing. It feels like that's inhumane, you know?
Oh, it's always been.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I digress.
I feel like we should stop reading pugs, in my opinion.
We should stop reading books?
I feel like we should stop breeding pugs.
Breeding pugs. Yeah. I mean, pugs are awesome, but yeah.
I feel like them down. Eventually we should just, you know, stop.
Yeah.
Eventually.
It's kind of cruel as an idea, but they're already suffering. Anyway, yeah. It just got real dark real quick.
Draw Stickman Epic 2.
Ben Lesky, play Draw Stickman Epic 2.
Draw Stickman Epic 2.
As seen on Dan TDM.
Also a fun
Dan
little
TDM.
Mechanic where we can draw the items that you get in the game. So you get a pickaxe where you can mine stuff and break down ores.
Like Minecraft.
Yep.
It's just like Minecraft.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Let's do our best PG-friendly YouTuber impression.
Okay, guys.
Hey, guys.
We're here today.
We're playing Draw
Stickman Epic
2. Whoa, and there's a guy
there's
coming
a
out of the
giant, There's a giant gurat.
There's a
and
giant
I'm gonna,
rat in the...
He's,
and we have to destroy
he's
him.
He's running with his sword. I'm gonna get the rat.
And he's so skibbity right
he's,
now, dude.
He's so skibbity... No.
He's so skibbity right now, and I'm dopt-opting right now, dude. I can't...
Got Rose Phantom Tax.
I'm literally twerking in my chair right now. I can't stop.
This disease has taken over me.
Oh no!
Ben Lesky, play Draw Stickman
Epic 2.
I'm gonna put this in my I'm gonna put this in my resume.
This got me. I'm literally twerking in my chair right now.
I wrote in my resume. Oh yes, I make an informative radio show about video games.
I mean, hey,
and inform the masses about niche video games and their mechanics.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? We're doing that right now.
We're doing that right now. We're informing the masses.
We're informing Ben Lesky to buy Drawstick Man Epic 2.
And to buy every other game we suggest. Ben Lesky,
$8.
Oh, wait, we should also say, every episode as of right now, like more episodes have been posted on the website. You all should go listen to them.
Go to, look up Radio Laurier After Class, and you can see all mine and Carissa's shows. Go check them out. Support Carissa.
Carissa makes good shows, regardless of what you think of us.
Look, if you think we're chaotic and you want to tone it down a bit, go to her show. If you like Taylor Swift, go to her show. And if you want to stick around for the chaos, absolutely stay here.
We have something. This show has something for everyone.
This show is for everybody.
The show is for everybody.
No. I feel like, understandably, this is like a nothing game. Into us now, because it's like a 3 hour game
where you're that's not a lot.
You know what? Yeah, I feel like games are too long nowadays. Do you agree?
No, because here's the thing with me, there are some short games that I played that I would want more from.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like for example,
I think that's true.
Because like, for example, I played Pokemon Violet. I finished it in 3 days. And yeah. I'm like, and there's the DLC, but I finished the DLC in 2 days.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh.
Now we're good.
And all I'm thinking is, that was fast, or that was easy.
That was easy.
That's the thing. Pokemon games are getting easier now.
I will say the new DLC that's actually like competitive level computers. That, but like again, another example that I'm always gonna bring up because I love Toby Fox games. Every game he's put out so far, Deltarune and Undertale, have been below like the 10 hour mark.
I think that's for the better, honestly.
Me too, but here's my thing. After you finish Undertale, like whether it be genocide, neutral, or pacifist, you can't really. There's not much. Like literally, you have the option to just go home or like revisit everything, and then that's it. Mm. And I wish there was more. I wish you could, like, still hang... Like, you could do more stuff, but everyone's happy.
You just complete the game. And I think less games are having, like, an actual conclusion nowadays.
Right?
It's insane to me.
It's just like, you beat that guy, and that's it. No, one game... Sorry, to counteract... To like, counter my own argument. One game that I think was, like, perfect... Was, like, perfect length. Tears of the Kingdom.
Yes!
Phenomenal game. Phenomenal. Front to back, I got 80%.
Dang.
Of course, I haven't gotten any further because Korok seeds are a pain in my ass.
Oh, yes.
And I'm in university, but there was enough of it because I beat all the dungeons and I beat all the bosses, and I'm like, that wasn't a lot. But then they're like, there's more. I'm like, wait, there is? And then I did it. But the thing is, I got all the shrines, got all the roots, I killed every monster, I finished the compendium, and then it was like, it had only been a week during the summer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, give me more. And I was like, here you go. I'm like, wow.
The only thing I hate about I talked about this on the other episode, but the only thing I dislike about Tears of the Kingdom is the story. I feel like the actual, like...
Really?
I don't like how repetitive it is. Because you go to each of the
Repetitive in what way?
Like, you know how you go to each of the specific, like...
Dungeons.
Dungeons, and you have to go to the specific, like, a tribe of people, and you have to solve their problem,
It's the same as Breath of the Wild.
It's the same as Breath of the Wild, and it has the same problem with that, right? Because it's like, Link, you gotta help us. Dude. We have insert problem here.
But the thing is, that was the thing for all the games.
No, and that's a problem that's been pervasive throughout most of those games.
I will say this though. Tears like Breath of the Wild is a lot more repetitive than Tears of the Kingdom because Breath of the Wild they had the divine beasts, and the divine beasts all you got is like it's a big thing with very similar enemies and puzzles that are like. Conducive to that area.
No, but I feel like the puzzles though were really intuitive and actually like
Breath of the Wild.
I mean, Breath of the Wild, exactly, because you actually like move the dungeon around. I've never seen a game that does that.
I really enjoy that, and I think there's a difference with Tears of the Kingdom that I really enjoy that you use the elemental powers that like the sages give
fusion
you
fusion power and all
yeah
that
yeah yeah.
Stuff.
But one thing I will say, the difference between moving the map itself or moving, like, with your Sheikah Slate or moving it physically.
Yeah.
Like, in the actual game, you have to move yourself or you have to move things. You have to open doors. You have to move, like, the mirrors. I appreciated it, but I enjoyed it less than I thought I would.
Right. Because it feels like we're just taking a step back.
Right, because as much as the Divine Beasts were repetitive, like, at its core, they were fun.
Yeah, no, because the puzzles were actually fun. I mean, the final boss, the boss at each stage was boring. But, like,
I will say this. Fire, Wind, and Waterblight. Waterblight was the first boss in the game that I fought personally, so my memory was like, oh, that was hard. But Wind and Fire were easy. Thunder. Like,
lost for words.
I counted the amount of tries. Holy. 32 tries.
When was the last time you played that game?
Before I came to university.
Okay. So now, I played that game, I think, 5 years ago.
Breath of the Wild?
Breath of the Wild, yeah.
So the thing is, like...
It was a long time ago.
The thing, like, I mean, you know what? I haven't played Breath of the Wild since Tears of the Kingdom came out. So forget my... So forget my... Before university, I haven't played Tears of the Kingdom before university. Like, until... But, like, before I went... Left for university. But I will say for Thunderblade, it took me about, like, 16, 17 tries.
Okay.
I would ballpark it at that. And then I'm like, let me upgrade myself. I went and did, like, literally every shrine. I got the auto, like, the auto parry shield. I got the master sword. And I was still losing.
Because they scale it up, right?
Yeah.
It's like...
No, but here's the thing. Regardless of how you scale it up, the auto parry shield made it easy to parry it. But the thing is, it gained more health. And the master sword made it easier to, like, damage, but...
They had more health and they dealt more damage to you.
Yeah. So at some point, I'm like, so literally, I just had to, like, there's the whole phrase, like, get good, ha 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 ha. But that's literally what it took.
Like, and you have to get better at the actual, like, core mechanics of, like, yeah, actually, like, dodging out of the way. And,
definitely.
Like,
and, like, during quarantine, that's, like, I practiced drums, of course. But quarantine, it was that in Breath of the Wild. I played and played and played and played and played and played and played.
Yeah, no.
And at some point, I just gave up and just kept shooting at it with ice arrows, or like bomb arrows or whatever I used.
Yeah, no, that's eventually just like
I gave up
the brute force path, and I'm like, okay, we're done.
Yeah,
I can't.
And the thing is, now if I were to go back to Breath of the Wild, I would beat Thunderblade in first try because I played the DLC and they gave me such little equipment, and I'm like, okay, I've done this like dozens and dozens of times, I beat it first try.
Oh yeah.
So
it's yeah, definitely a good situation. I feel like in Breath of the Wild, though, you scale up way faster.
Yes. I mean, there's actually like the entire theory about Breath of the Wild where there's like a hidden EXP.
Really? Thing.
Yeah. Like, it's a, I think it's like a, like, Austin John made a video about it where basically, like, depending on what enemy you kill, you get EXP.
You need to send me that video.
Yeah. And I will say, I don't know if it's Austin John, but it's really cool. And the Divine Beasts. And like the blight bosses,
yeah,
literally give you an exact amount of XP to shoot you to the next level you need to beat the next one.
Oh, okay.
Or like that's my understanding of it from the video. Maybe I'm like paraphrasing. But it's a substantial amount of secret thing. Because if you notice, the more you play the game and the more enemies you kill, you could make it to like the harder monsters without touching the Divine Beasts.
Bro.
Right?
Oh yeah.
And so, like, literally just by running around, I upped the difficulty. But I think there's more to it than just, like, oh, the game became more difficult.
Though, it's so interesting, because I think I watched a quick video about how, like, the actual core mechanic, it's a completely different game. They made the game engine from the ground up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, they made, like, the Xenoblade Chronicles guys were working on that. And it's phenomenal, because it's, like... The game engine has never been made before.
Right.
First time they're working in it.
I have a question. Xenoblade Chronicles, the one they released for the Switch.
Yeah.
Is it along the lines of Breath of the Wild?
Absolutely not. It's an RPG.
Oh.
It's like a complete, like, RPG.
Got it.
It's insane how they're so versatile.
Right.
Because that game is... Apologies to Xenoblade Chronicles. It's trash. Okay?
Yeah, it is. I heard that.
It's the most grindy, boring... watered down story I've ever seen in my entire life. I've only seen gameplay of it. I haven't actually played it myself, but it just doesn't look fun. And
yeah,
the same
that's
people
why
make Breath of the Wild and
people
are on
like
different
they bought Breath of the Wild.
And they're phenomenal. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Like literally, it was get like Tears of the Kingdom
was in the runner for Game of the Year. Breath of the Wild won Game of the Year.
Yeah.
Like, it's... I will never... Like, I will hold those two games to such high praise. Because it's... For, like, 6 years, it's all I played.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I would rush other games to get back to it. Because it's, like, there's so much to it. I haven't even gotten all the Korok seeds in Breath of the Wild. Because I just gave up.
Sure.
And then I got Tears of the Kingdom. I will say the shrines and the light roots in Tears of the Kingdom, it's a lot easier to find them. Right. And like, the sky and the underground, it's easy to explore.
I feel like, yeah, and also the underground, I feel like it's kind of also repetitive, I feel like, in a way.
But that's the thing, you could also say that the surface is repetitive.
Because there's different, like, biomes, there's different, like, terrain, there's different actual, like...
That's true.
Cultures that live in specific locations.
Right, and
in
the underground... It's just nothing. I will say...
Hello, robot. There's a power. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I mean, I will say there's a different biome in the underground, the lava part beneath the mountain.
Mm.
Like, that's his own dungeon, and there's lava there. That's, like, the one switch-up I can recognize. Yeah. I will say, the benefit is that anything you kill goes underground. Like... You can't go back to the dungeon after you finish the lightning dungeon, right. And you can't get more Gibdo bones. You can go down underground to the Colosseum and get Gibdos. And all of the Lynels. There's like a Lynel thing you
there's
get.
There's a Lynel. There's the Colosseum.
Yeah, with Lynels. The Colosseum on the surface has what are they called?
What do you mean?
The Hydras.
Oh, what? Sorry.
The dragons.
Oh, the dragons. What are those called? I don't know. The dragons. Like, the different, like, elemental dragons that live in
the Hydras.
Yeah.
There's that on the surface, but underground, there's like, an arena, and you can get Majora's Mask in there.
Yeah. That's what
and in my mind, I'm like, okay, where can I get Majora's Mask to make the game easier? You gotta go there and kill all these idols. And I'm like...
That was...
This is, like... No, this is for me. Like, because yeah. I... Like the last couple
way
years...
More content,
like,
yeah.
Playing Breath of the Wild, I'm like... I literally went through the entire map and just killed every Lynel because at that point I had just played it so much that I was,
scouring the land for more content.
Yeah, like I killed every Lynel, killed every Hinox.
Please give me a side quest.
Yeah, I finished every side quest. Like only thing that I refused to do was the Korok seeds because are you like no hell no, but I no. Like I got so good at fighting Lynels that in Tears of the Kingdom there's an arena and they all have armor and there's new mechanics and whatever, and I beat it first try.
I did not beat it first try. That was the hypest. That was more hyped than the final Ganon fight.
Dude, you know what? Another next year plan.
Yeah.
I'll bring my Switch over.
Yeah.
We'll play Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
The story. Pick a weekend.
That'd be sick.
Because I'm streamlined as that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like we don't need to. Like I can just get hearty food. No, literally Breath of the Wild.
So
I used
cool.
to like. I wouldn't say speedrun, but I used to like half-ass Breath of the Wild speedruns because there used to be this like area where there was like 12 hardy durian trees and I would just book it there, get all the durians, get literally full 20 health even though they were temporary, and then just avoid everything to not get killed, and then if I got killed I just reload the save.
And you just go there until you fight Ganon?
No, I didn't go right to Ganon. I fought every Divine Beast.
Oh, so you did that kind of speedrun. So
yeah.
Yeah. The speedruns before the patch were so insane. Unfortunately,
yeah.
We don't have enough time to go over them. But like,
of course. Like this is like
we should make it. I should make another Zelda game.
No, because like, I have things to say. I have things to say.
We needed you for
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So next time we might go another one. We might get a guest on that one. Who knows?
It is currently 11:01.
Deuces, bye. We can play you out. I might also play this game. I might finish this game later.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Helix. Very surreal, so I might actually make an episode about that. Sure.
All right. Good night.
For now, we'll play you out with that song.
Ladies, gentlemen, everyone in between, have a safe, comfortable night. Get some rest. Study. Read the syllabus. Review your syllabus.
So review your syllabus.
Eat food. Drink water.
Remember to drink water.
See, Dom's doing it here. He's got this big...
I got my little sippy cup right here.
His little sippy cup with...
should get a sippy cup too.
A sippy cup with appy juice.
Bye.
Bye-bye.